Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Watch just about any major league team sporting event, and you'll be amazed at the incredible timing and accuracy of the players. Somehow, they always seem to know just what to do, when to pass, when to shoot, when to run, and when to stay put. If you didn't look any further than the court or field, you'd think these guys possessed an uncanny intuition. But look a little further to the sidelines, and you'll see another important team member, the coach. Actually, what you're witnessing on the court is a result of the coach's ability to train the players how to react in every situation. When that happens, you do this. When you see this, you do that. Over and over until it becomes almost instinctive to the players. They instantly respond to what they've been trained to do. You know, coaches are not just on the sidelines of courts and fields. They're also in the home of every child. We call them parents. In reality, these coaches play a much more important role in life. They're coaching their children to play skillfully in the game of life. As a matter of fact, you can watch a child and determine the coaching skills of their parents. When a child throws a rebellious fit, most people are asking, "What's wrong with this child?" I'm asking, "What's wrong with his parents?" You know, I wonder what would happen if when a teen is sentenced to juvenile detention, his dad had to serve time with him. The Bible is full of both good and bad examples of parenting. You can read about a priest in the book of 1 Samuel named Eli that did not restrain his two rebellious sons, Hophni and Phinehas. The end result was a conflict that caused a whole nation to suffer. What an incredible responsibility we have as parents. We absolutely must take the necessary time to coach our children in every possible scenario in the game of life. When you're angry, this is how you handle it. When you feel tempted, this is what you do. Over and over until it becomes almost instinctive to the child. They don't even have to think. They instantly respond to what they've been trained to do. Your child may not be on television, but in the course of a year, thousands of people will witness his level of discipline and life skills. And if they look a little further to the sidelines, they'll see another important team member. They'll see you. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.